Officer George Pino with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission was part of a recent three-day operation to catch people feeding the alligators.
The main purpose of this sting was just to get a message out, and that message is simple. Don't feed the wildlife. And there's many reasons for that. People think that they may be doing the right thing by feeding alligators or feeding ducks or feeding dolphins or any wildlife. But in reality, what you're doing is you're altering their behavior.
Feeding alligators is a second-degree misdemeanor, punishable by up to a $500 fine and or 60 days in jail. Wildlife expert Ron McGill, who is a communications director at the Miami Zoo, says alligators lose their instinctive fear of humans when they are fed by them.
When you remove an alligator's natural fear, you're really removing your first defense. When that alligator comes to you and loses its fear, that's a problem. To add to that problem, it's associating people with food.
The Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says such alligators are often associated with deadly attacks against humans. Alligators that no longer fear humans are trapped and killed by authorities due to the grave threat that they pose. Florida officials say alligators have killed 17 people in the state since 1948. The Wildlife Commission says the figure does not include three cases from earlier this year that are still under investigation. In Florida, a boom in population and development has brought wildlife literally into the backyards of residents. Wildlife expert Todd Harwick operates a business that traps those animals. He says there are more than 1 million alligators throughout the state of Florida, hundreds in the Miami area alone.
We catch them in downtown Miami. We catch them on the fringes of Miami. We catch them on the streets of Miami. The alligator is here to stay, and he can turn up just about anywhere, and he has.
Harwick also deals with exotic animals that were once pets and are now reproducing in the wild. He explains the problem.
Besides the danger to the public, they pose a danger to the environment. These animals have no natural predator in South Florida or even in the United States, and they are very ferocious feeders. They gobble up all the available food in the area that some of these other native and even endangered animals would eat. So the negative impact from these animals can be far-reaching.
The problem animals include parrots, iguanas, and Burmese pythons. The pythons, which can grow to some 6 meters long, have made a home in the Florida Everglades and have battled with resident alligators. McGill says non-native animals are destroying fruit and vegetable crops and could even threaten the existence of native plants and animals.
You don't know the extent of the damage sometimes till years down the road, but the bottom line is, if it doesn't belong here, it shouldn't be introduced here.
But enforcement is difficult. Experts and officials hope greater education and awareness will get out the message that it's in everyone's best interest to enjoy wildlife from a distance and not to interfere with the natural balance of the environment. Lisa Ferdinando, VOA News, Miami.